Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast. This is episode number 40. I'm David Lanciulli, and who's here with me today? Dennis. Sorry, I spoke over you. Yes.
It's okay. We're going to play today. We're going to play.
So I'm joined by my good friend and partner and leader extraordinaire, Janice Cunning. Janice, you wrote an article and published it on the Fundraising Leadership blog about the power of play. So why don't you share with the audience what brought this up for you?
Yeah, so I was actually with another friend who's a coach. We were reading the book. We have a little book club that we do where we like to read leadership books. And we thought, well, it's summer. It's August. And we were looking for a book to read to talk about in early September. And that had come up in another book we were reading. So we thought, yeah, it seems like a fun time. And that's kind of like joy and having fun. Like these are big values of mine. So right. I like that it was, like a scientific, it was written by a doctor and kind of scientific, but it was also like a really kind of fun book with lots of stories and encouraging people to play, which is something that very much aligns with, you know, who I am and what I believe in.
Yeah. So the book, which you mentioned in the article, is by Dr. Stuart Brown, and the title is Play, How It Shapes the Brain, Opens the Imagination, and Invigorates the Soul. Now, It's a topic that most, I'm going to make up that it's a topic like this idea of play is something that most leaders like don't think about when they think about leadership.
I know. Well, and you and I, in our coaching practice, I know we both use this tool called the Wheel of Life, where we have people rank their satisfaction or fulfillment in 8 areas. And one of them is fun and recreation. Right. And I do find that sometimes people are like, oh, am I supposed to be like paying attention to that? Like of all the wedges, you know, which are like work and family and money and, you know, personal development and like, you know, people are generally like, yeah. And then that one's the one that like most often I've kind of seen people be like, oh, like,
right.
You know, so I don't know. Have you found that? Like, have you sort of had that reaction of maybe that being the least paid attention to?
Yeah, I think it's an area that gets, ignored, stepped over, put to the background, especially with, you know, mid-career nonprofit folks who are working long hours, have families. We talked with Lupe about managing their finances. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot going on in people's lives. And so, and I know for many, many years of my life, this wedge of called fun and recreation got ignored. So mm-hmm. it's easy mm-hmm. to do. Yeah.
Yeah. And it, even at work too, right? Like there's lots of great stories in the book about how like one of the sort of, you know, kind of central thesis sort of the book is that if we don't play, we're actually really like shutting down our sense of creativity, you know, mm-hmm. that it's hard to envision things that we haven't even thought of or considered or new ideas or be in a state of possibility if we're not willing to play.
Right. Well, I know you and I use language around like the word game, right? Mm-hmm. Game, like, you know, okay, we're going to play the game called accountability workshop, right? And so we do look at it that way. And I'm curious if, I'm really curious in the audience, like, because that people get triggered by that. And mm-hmm. I don't know, what's been your experience? Like when you start to introduce with clients or with teams, this idea that work can be playful.
Yeah, I think it's sort of, I think one good thing is that improv, you know, which is something we do a lot in our work and that we were trained in and that we've taken, you know, ourselves for fun. I think that's making more inroads. into workplaces and like starting to kind of become, I've seen it at conferences, like them having sessions on improv. And so I think that is kind of one way where people can see, oh, okay, well, it can be about being creative, brainstorming, like building on each other's ideas. So I think that's a little bit of an inroad. And I also, I think one thing I've noticed, which is fun, is like some organizations, nonprofits that I know, like doing more creative kind of team building, you know, like go axe throwing or going to those escape rooms, you know, so kind of like realizing that like that kind of childlike silliness, like fun, creativity actually can really have long lasting impact in terms of like helping to build trust and connection. Yes. And help people get to know each other. So
yeah, we love to bring some of that into our teamwork.
We haven't done axe throwing yet, David. Maybe that's our
Well, just to reverse the gender stereotypes, I will stand up against the wall and you can throw the knives and axes.
That. Oh, I'm not sure if you want me to be doing that to you. But.
Well, you are, your leadership type is very, very cool and still. I would actually prefer if you threw the axes at me. I think we'd both be better off. That book seems like a great resource. So the folks can, you know, you link to it from the article, and just very briefly share. There are, you know, this doctor who wrote the book, Dr. Stuart Brown, identified these 8 play personalities. We're not going to go through them all here mm-hmm. on the podcast, mm-hmm. but you talked about 2 of yours. Why don't you share those?
Yeah, I think for me, I resonated with director because I've always had this quirky thing where I realized like I have this like big holiday party every year, and I love as much as being at the party and sort of the party itself, like I love thinking about it and planning and inviting people and like seeing who's coming, and even the next day, like when I have to clean up and the place is a disaster, it's like there's something really satisfying. Mm-hmm. And then I realized like it's very much like when I was a little kid, like a lot of the things I like to do were like playing school, where it's like, and you know, I think I say in the article, my poor younger cousin always had to be the student because my cousin who and I were the same age always got to be the teacher, you know? So there was that kind of sense of like, I'm the one in my friend group who's always like, let's do this, you know, kind of bringing people together. I can really see director in myself, and I can see how that like also shows up in our work, you know, like what you and Michelle and Sylvia and I do is very much like an extension of that for me, being able to be part of like creating things and then getting up to stand up at the front of the room and enroll other people and like, you know, doing the activities and things that we've come up with. So yeah, so I like that. And I know for you, maybe you can share a little, because part of your play is very physical.
Yes.
And you just came back from an exciting competition.
Yeah, so for sure, the kinesthete or kinesthetic, the explorer and the competitor combine in my practice of jiu-jitsu, which I've been playing / practicing for almost 4 years now. So yeah, the competitor part, that was like a new aspect of it for me. When I got into jiu-jitsu, it was more about the fellowship and the kinesthetic part, you know, those like you were talking about the wheel of life, like the health part on our wheel of life and the fitness and the well-being part, right? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I went into it. And then you know, with the fellowship and fun and fitness, but then the competition kind of came up, and I've been enjoying it. It's, you know, something you said before we got on the podcast is like that, you know, the competition adds an extra layer of challenge. So mm-hmm. it's like, it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so it can be playful and still challenging. So
yeah. And I think that's, and kids know that intuitively, right? Like kids know that, yeah. Like it's like learning to ride your bike, you know, it's like you have to overcome a lot to learn to ride your bike, or, you know.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, it's very true.
So yeah, I really resonated with that part of the book. Like for me, that was improv, like going to improv, like having to get over myself, like the fear. I mean, that was quite a terrifying thing, right? And then it would be fun. And then I'd go back the next week and I'd be like totally in fear again. And then it would be fun. You know, it wasn't just like the first class, like, okay, now I'm over it. It's like every class was like, oh.
But once you got there, you were having fun. So
turn off your brain. So yeah.
let's why don't you give the audience something to try? You know, that's part of our podcast is really how do we take things and put them into action in our lives so that they become, you know, integrated. So what do you want to have folks try?
Yeah. So I think I think one idea from the book that I really loved was this idea of like actually really taking some time to think about, or, you know, you could talk about it with a friend or a family member, like what did you like to do as a kid? And yeah. Start to unpack, like, you know, was your favorite thing things you did with other people? Did you do it outside? Was it active? You know, like, was it creative? Like, really get into, like, what are the details, right? So if you think about something like riding your bike, it's like maybe you did that with a pack of friends. And, you know, maybe you loved being out in the sunshine. And, you know, like maybe you love the challenge of it. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to like really get at like what are the feelings that it evokes in you doing that activity.
So so the first step is we're asking the audience to reflect on their childhood and maybe journal or just do a thinking exercise about what were the things you loved to play at as a kid. So just reflect. Yeah. That's the first step.
Yeah. And then I would say, take that and look at the 8 personalities that are in the book. And also I laid out in the blog and see like what, cause actually sometimes I was surprised, like explorer, I wouldn't have labeled myself, but then I'm like, oh, that's liking to learn new things or go new places. Well, I love to read and travel. Right. Mm-hmm. So like sometimes the labels like are, maybe you wouldn't put that label on it, but when you think about it, you're like, oh yeah, that could be, you know, a way of thinking about that. Mm-hmm. So identify your personality, like your main, you know, your main personality.
And they could be combinations. Yes. You could combine them, right?
Yeah. And then choose something to bring into your life now, right? I mean, bike riding is something you could bring back as an adult, but some things that you did as a kid might not exactly translate, but you could find a new version of that that you could bring into your adult life.
Especially if there's not enough fun and recreation in your life. For those of you in the audience who are looking at their life and realize like, oh yeah, I would like a little bit more joy and fun in it, then the invitation Janice is offering is to reflect, identify, and then choose something that will honor your play style.
Yeah, and if your fun and recreation is off the charts, then share with the rest of us, because then that would help other people. Like some people are doing a really great job of playing and having fun and, you know, have lots of cool hobbies. So we'd love to have you share.
Yeah, one of the reasons just for the audience, you know, the podcast does show up on Google Play and iTunes and also Spotify. So you can subscribe. And you're going to get an email, as you all know, every Saturday we send out an email after we do a podcast. And you can comment under the show notes and start a conversation about this topic. So that's why we put it out on the website also.
Yes. And I've had a few comments already. I also was saying that I like to read books that are outside my comfort zone. So people can throw book suggestions at me. I'd love it. And then we'd all have lots more books to read, which is fun for some of us.
Well, Janice, thank you so much for an awesome article and a great discussion today. And for the audience, go put this into practice.
Bye.
Bye now.